In 2007, Nelson Mandela formed a Council of Elders. Former President Jimmy Carter, human rights activists like Muhammad Yunus, Kofi Annan, to work on seemingly intractable problems like AIDS and climate change. Mary Robinson, the former president of Ireland, was also picked as a member of the council, but she had interacted with Nelson Mandela before, when she was the UN High Commissioner on Human Rights. The commission was scheduled to hold a conference on race in Durban, South Africa in 2001. But in the lead-up, things were not going well. Iran had asked for language in the documents condemning Israel on issues of race. Robinson felt she needed a vision statement to send the signal that the conference would not be about pointing fingers and blame. Kofi Annan of the UN refused to sign the statement. Robinson worried that meant he was distancing himself from what was shaping up as a troubled conference. But she asked Nelson Mandela to sign it alongside her, and he did. And eventually so did 80 other world leaders. Mary Robinson joins us on the line from Dublin. Mary, thank you so much.
I'm happy to.
Well, on a very sad day, though.
Yeah.
Just can you try to explain what it meant that next to your name was the signature of his?
Well, you see, he was not only open to it, but he said that that's a great idea because I also want to launch the South African Plan of Action for Human Rights. And we stood beside each other on the steps of their parliamentary building, their government building, and launched the 50th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 10th of December 1997. And as we were standing there formally, some of the mischievous Nelson Mandela came out because he turned to me and said, "Mary, you know, there was a time when some people called me a terrorist." It was a great honor to be invited to be one of his elders to try to address the issues that he so wanted to tackle.
Well,
discrimination, injustice, marginalization.
Well, you mentioned his comment to you. But the fact is, people did. He did take up arms. He was a militant.
Yes.
In response to 69 black South Africans being mowed down, being massacred, he then worked his way back to peace. But there are people who still think he's a terrorist. I want to share with you something that we're reading here. Ted Cruz, conservative senator here in the U.S., posted on his Facebook page a tribute to Nelson Mandela. We're reading some of the comments that have come in response. Here's one from a Tom Griffin. "Sad to see you feel this way, Ted. He was a terrorist. I guess you've only seen the Hollywood movies." There are people still who don't think of Nelson Mandela this day the way many are.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that, yes, he did take up arms to try to defend his people because they were desperate. But in prison, in that long period and on reflection, he came to an even better path, which is the path of peace and reconciliation and trying to create a context where people can live together in diversity. He realized the black population was the majority, but they had to live peacefully with those who had formerly treated them very badly. That is why people understand and remember that he forgave his jailers, invited one of his guards to come to his inauguration, that he was constantly reminding South Africans that they were a rainbow nation. And it's very like what he said to us as elders when we went to that planning meeting in May and sat at a round table with him. And he was, you know, elderly at that stage, 2007, but his voice was so strong. And he told us that, you know, we should speak freely and independently. We should not fear. We should tackle discrimination and injustice wherever we saw it, but we should also listen. He said, you know, when you go to a place, the people there know more about their place than you do, so listen, be humble, and in particular, reach out to those who are marginalized, women, but also, he said, young people. And, you know, he said it with a particular light in his eyes. You know, he had a great sense of justice, and I think it came from honing his own reflections. He ended up by being very much a man of peace. You know, what I take courage and inspiration from is the extent to which young people around the world are mourning this man. What is it about his values that they hear it in their inner ear? And that gives me a lot of hope. He was the best of us. And in marking solemnly his passing, we're talking about the best of us.
How important was the movement he led in South Africa? How important was that for Ireland?
When I went to his inauguration in 1994, we had just begun to have the first indication of an IRA ceasefire. It took until 1998 to have the Good Friday Agreement. You know, all that period we were influenced. Northern loyalist representatives would go to South Africa to talk to Afrikaners, and the Sinn Féin would go to talk to the Republican side, and then they'd meet and discuss together how they had managed to do it in South Africa. So it had a big influence. And also Nelson Mandela came in 1990 to Ireland and thanked poor shop girls in Dunn's stores who had protested about imports from South Africa and refused to handle them and lost their jobs because they were fighting against apartheid and the only way they knew, by putting their jobs at risk. And he particularly thanked them. And we've seen films of that yesterday and today in Ireland, last night and today, of these, you know, ordinary Dublin women who, you know, were earning a poor income that they were desperately in need of, but they had heard about this struggle in South Africa and they fought for it, and he thanked them particularly when he came to Ireland. So he's somebody that appeals to ordinary people around the world who don't hold offices, who don't, you know, who can't drop names and talk big, but they know that he stood for, as I say, the best of us.
There's a gentleman from here in the Boston area, Padraig O'Malley. Following the example of Nelson Mandela, he brings blacks and whites from South Africa.
I know
Padraig
O'Malley.
You know Padraig, I know.
Yes, he's a great guy.
He brings blacks and whites from South Africa and now those from both sides of the conflict in Ireland. And he goes to places like Baghdad to try to somehow bring together the Sunni Shia. But he and others have said to us that it takes sometimes a Nelson Mandela, these people that, as the clerk said, seem to be the hand of God, you know, in action. And the concern is, will there be another one?
There won't very often be somebody of that caliber. That's certainly true. But, you know, we have had great champions from South Africa itself, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, indeed the clerk from his tradition. And there are women, including Graça Machel, my fellow elder, who are leading on the need to tackle discrimination, to tackle early child marriage and all the discriminations against women and young girls. You know, I think it's a time rather to be inspired in a positive way. Why is it that the world has almost stopped still at the death of one man? Because he represents the values that we know would be so much better for us, and that we would live in greater peace and harmony and development if we would abide by those. It's what he believed in right up to the end, right up to his last conversations with us as elders. He was championing, tackling injustice, tackling discrimination, being humble, being simple. It was always fun. He wasn't preachy. He was great fun to be with.
I'm sure you'll miss him.
Very much. But I'm also inspired by him.
Mary Robinson, former President of Ireland, former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, and a member of Nelson Mandela's Elders Delegation. President Ambassador Robinson, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hasim Bonanga,
Hasim Bonanga. The music of South Africa's mixed-race band Johnny Clegg and Savuka. South Africa has announced a National Day of Remembrance for Nelson Mandela this Sunday. There will be a huge stadium-sized memorial later in the week. He'll be buried on December 15th in his home village. You're listening to Here Now.